Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Democratic admaker Mark Putnam has released a 12-minute bio spot for Antonio Villagrosa, the former Los Angeles mayor who's running for governor of California. We have that video first in Playbook this morning. The video is meant to draw a contrast with Donald Trump. Villagrosa visited the Mexican border and talked about the fraying relationship between the U.S. and immigrants and the U.S. and Mexico. He also talked about how he was abused as a child.
Here's a few thoughts on the latest when it comes to tax reform. Republicans in the House are increasingly bullish that they'll pass their tax reform bill before the Thanksgiving recess. They also say that they believe that if they get tax reform through soon, they could head off a number of potential retirements for members frustrated that Congress doesn't get anything done. If a large number of House Republicans head for the exits, it will make it that much harder for them to maintain control of the House. And not to put too fine of a point on it, Republican operatives increasingly believe the 2018 midterm elections boils down to one simple data point. If the party does not deliver on a large-scale tax cut before the midterm election, their chances of staying in charge in Washington are close to nil.
Alex Eisenstadt scoops that senior White House aides met with top strategists for the pro-Trump nonprofit America First Policies Monday night as they begin to map out what they describe as a multi-million dollar campaign to sell tax reform. Key people in the meeting included Jared Kushner, Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff Nick Ayers, Brian Walsh, Brad Parscale, Katie Walsh, and Corey Lewandowski. Meanwhile, the New York Times' Jim Tankersley writes that Trump is making an already tough job of cutting taxes even tougher. A former aide to Mitch McConnell, John Lieber, put it succinctly. Trump calling things mean is a very real threat right now. The Washington Post goes even further, saying that Trump's promise not to touch 401k retirement plans is further limiting areas where Republicans can try to raise new revenue.
President Donald Trump is going to Capitol Hill today to speak with Senate Republicans at a policy lunch. Vice President Mike Pence will also be there, visiting with individual lawmakers. Sungmin Kim scoops that Republicans are quietly plotting a Dreamers deal with a small working group of senators engaged in the talks. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn told Sungmin, "There's a solution to be had here, but we just need to get on with it." And Gabe DeBenedetti and Burgess Everett have the story on how Harry Reid is still wielding major influence over Democrats even as he has left the Senate and Democratic leadership ranks. Reid said potential 2020 Democratic candidates have been checking in with him and has told a few of them to run. He also acknowledged Steve Bannon's prowess, calling him smart and persuasive.
In the Department of Things That Only I Would Notice, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke at the International Association of Chiefs of Police convention in Philadelphia Monday morning. A Department of Justice-owned Gulfstream 5 took off from Andrews Air Force Base at 10:11 on Monday morning and landed at Philadelphia International at 10:45. It then flew from Philly back to Andrews at 1:06. The Attorney General is one government official that is urged to use government aircrafts for security reasons. Something else that might be worth keeping an eye on, the Washington Post has a story about how a small Montana firm, Whitefish Energy, has landed a $300 million contract with the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority to repair and reconstruct large portions of its electrical infrastructure. It's the island's biggest contract, and the two-year-old Montana company had just two full-time employees the day Hurricane Maria made landfall.
For your radar, Senator John McCain is calling for a new congressional authorization for U.S. military operations overseas, while CNN is reporting that there are skyrocketing costs related to protecting the EPA Scott Pruitt, and members of Congress are asking if the costs are a potential waste of abuse of taxpayer dollars. CNN reports that Pruitt's security detail is in the process of expanding by hiring a dozen more agents. While salaries alone for the full team will cost at least $2 million per year, and those numbers do not include costs such as training, equipment, and travel. And we've got a story up on the Senate looking to find clarity from Trump on an Obamacare deal. Republican aides say the most likely scenario is that it gets wrapped in some fashion into a broad year-end spending deal. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.